Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, we've been talking about Norway, then over to Sapelo. But you know, when you're traveling, one of the things that we always want to do, and I think everyone does, is we want to make sure that we can stay connected to family and friends. And that's easy when we're traveling right around the U.S. or locally here in Georgia or from state to state. But when you start doing international travel, you do have to look a little bit more at what your options are, you know, when you're doing that. So let's talk a little bit about that, Doc Bill, because I know when I travel, I'm always wanting to call you, you want to call me, and I have a Verizon telephone, and Verizon, just like the other services too that are offered, AT&T and T-Mobile, they all offer packages that you can certainly go online or either go right into one of the storefronts and check out exactly what it is that, you know, you would want to do. But some of the things that you want to consider, of course, is where you're traveling to, because sometimes the packages can be different for that. You also want to look at, you know, do you want a data plan or are you just wanting to make phone calls? You also want to check on things like Wi-Fi. Will you be able to use your phone for Wi-Fi? And even backing up from that, you definitely want to make sure that your phone will be one that you can use, because all telephones are not accessible to the local cell services once you get into some of these countries. So you definitely want to check that out, too, to make sure that your actual phone will be able to be used. But, you know, another really neat thing, too, that the big companies are starting to offer is also service on board cruise ships, because sometimes cruise ships may be a little bit more challenging with making phone calls because they are out and away from land. So when you're also checking to see if your Verizon or your AT&T or your T-Mobile service will be available, also check if you're going on a cruise for that specific cruise package that you may want to use. But now you've also found another way to kind of stay in touch as well when traveling.
Yeah, there's one way which I say probably has your best way of contacting somebody, but it's very expensive. But it's a way one considers if you're looking and you have to be in contact, and that's satellite phones.
Mm.
It's, you know, it's a system that won't go down. It was a system that was developed by the U.S. military. And the advantage of satellite phones is if you can get outside and you can get a satellite signal, they're very, very good. And most times they're going to be more reliable than the other systems. There's two type systems. One is using the Global Star system. The other is using Iridium. Iridium has a series of more satellites. So a satellite phone works like a normal phone. These are phones aren't that big. They're actually relatively small phones.
Well, I thought you had to carry a big case with them and that kind of thing. So how large are they?
They may be about, let's say, twice to sometimes maybe three times the size of a smartphone.
Okay, maybe twice, because I've seen some that look like they're...
And Iridium makes one brand that's very weather resistant, and that one's a bit bigger. But again, the way satellite phones work is you buy the phone, which can run anywhere from $700 to about $1,200,
mm-hmm.
and then you buy a series of minutes, which usually you buy them for a year. That's one package. You buy a series of minutes for a year, or you can get a data plan. But the advantage of a satellite phone is you can call from pretty much most places in the world. Whether you're on the Falkland Islands, whether you're someplace near the North Pole, you can talk.
The satellite phone will work.
That's
amazing.
And unlike when there's usually national emergencies, you can still talk with a satellite phone. But again, it's depending on what your needs are and what you're getting it for. So I think you have to use this to determine how important do you need to keep in contact.
Well, I know the actual phone is expensive, but what about the actual calls that you make? Are they comparable to, say, what an AT&T or a Verizon or some of the larger companies may offer? Because some of them have, you know, plans where you're only paying about 25 cents or 22 cents, even cheaper in some cases with apps.
Well, you figure with a satellite phone, you're going to be running anywhere from 60 to 70 cents a minute.
Okay.
So they're going to be up there. You just keep your message short, but these phones you can text on. The other thing you remember.
You can text on them.
You can text them. The other thing you have to remember with a satellite phone is anyone with a satellite phone can call you anywhere in the world. They can call your cell phone or your landline. But if you're calling somebody on a satellite phone, it's probably best to call the intermediate number. And then there's the cost is very, very low. But if you try to call a satellite phone directly, you've got to go through another system, and that can cost your cell phone a lot of money.
Oh, I see. Okay. So it's better for the person with the satellite phone to call home.
To call home. Or okay. If you have a satellite, if you're calling on a cell phone, you call this intermediate number, and then they patch you to the satellite phone, and that's not that expensive.
Okay. Well, that definitely sounds like an option. Like you said, too, especially for someone who must stay in contact or maybe something's going on at home, well, they need to guarantee that they will be able to have that phone service. Because I have been places where I could not get that phone service, and that can be a little difficult then if you are really needing to stay in contact. Now, I want to go over my top 10 tips for staying in touch when traveling. So, Dr. Bill, would you like to go over those with me?
Sure.
Now, before we get started, though, I do want to say to the listeners, I know you all have tips as well, because we have a lot of folks out there who love to travel or maybe who travel occasionally, but you have some great tips for staying in contact and staying connected to home. So please go to our Facebook page, which, of course, is Facebook, and then look for Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and you'll find us there. But if you would list your tips for staying connected and staying in contact with family and friends when you are traveling, we have some prizes that we may give away. So go there, list those tips, and let's see how many likes you get, and we'll go from there. But we have two great things to help you stay in contact. One of them is a mobile power, which is a device that helps you stay powered up on your cell phone, which is great. That's a really good one. And we also have something that we're going to talk about in just a few minutes, and that is the One SIM card, which is a card that you can actually plug into your phone and make those calls very inexpensively when you're traveling. Okay, here we go, that top 10 list. Number one, when booking hotels, make sure to look for a hotel that offers free Wi-Fi. That is essential for checking emails, surfing the web, and actually staying in touch, especially via those apps that you use over the internet. Number two, if you don't need data constantly, consider preloading maps and scouting out Wi-Fi hotspots before you go, because that data is what can really send everything up in terms of cost. Number three, bring your own phone and buy a data plan at your destination so you can make phone calls locally, send texts without all of those overages and high charges. Number four, connect to a public hotspot, a Wi-Fi hotspot, but I do have a caution on that. Be very careful when you log in, because you don't want to do sensitive or personal accounts like your bank and things like that. And change your password often, because you never know who's lurking around some of those hotspots. Number five, check out various apps for your type of phone. There's so many of them out there. Viber, V-I-B-E-R, is one app where you can make calls and texting for free for a minimal charge. Another app is WhatsApp, and that's another very popular one too. Number six, Skype is really the granddaddy of those apps and voice over internet apps that are out there. So if you don't have a Skype account, make sure and sign up. But the key to that is whomever you're going to call back in the States, they also need to have a Skype account as well. So have friends and family sign up for those. Number seven, plan an email time to email your friends and family. Say maybe midweek or once a week, depending on how long you're going to be gone. And that's a great time to, if you're not at a hotel that has free Wi-Fi, we can plug in your pictures and photos and send those to people and make that a one-time kind of event. Number eight, how about communicating the old way? Doctor, you like to get those postcards, right?
Yeah.
How about just, you know, a plain old postcard? Who doesn't get a smile when you open your mailbox and there's a beautiful postcard with an exotic photo of somewhere far away? So send those postcards. Plus, a good thing about postcards, too, is that kids in the family can start stamp collecting, too, from all those different countries.
You can send one to yourself, too.
Well, you can definitely do that. I've done that before. Number nine, I just mentioned it, and that is One SIM card. Go to onesimcard.com, where you can get free incoming calls in over 150 countries, as well as outgoing calls for about 25 cents. And there's also the Wi-Fi option for only 2 cents. I mean, that sounds really great to me. So that's OneSimCard, onesimcard.com. They offer first-class mailing, so when you go there, you'll get your card really quickly in the mail. And number 10, which is actually not my number one, is Magic Jack. That has been a winner for me. Magic Jack, you go to magicjack.com, sign up, and buy the little gadget. When you buy that little gadget, it usually costs about $49. Sometimes there are specials on those. Get a 1-year or a 5-year plan and just plug that into your computer. And especially if you have free Wi-Fi, you can talk all night. But one little cautionary with that as well, you really do need to have a very good Wi-Fi connection in order for the calls to be clear. So that's it for me, Doc Bill.
That seems to wrap it up. That's a good way to keep in contact and to let the family and the friends know where you're at.
Now, that's my top 10. So what I'd like for you all to do is go to our Facebook page and list your top way to stay connected with family and friends when you are traveling. One of the prizes will be, for the most likes to your comment, will be a card from OneSimCard.com and a mobile power charger from Go Travel Designs. So that's it for us today, Doc Bill. So I think I'm going to get some more soup.
Sounds great.
Sounds good to me, too. Thanks for listening today. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 at FM 102.9, WDUN.